This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the midst of the recession, there is a mega deal to report today. The largest drug maker in the world, Pfizer, has agreed to buy a smaller rival, Wyeth. The price tag, $68 billion in cash and stock. There aren't many companies lining up that kind of money these days. The patent on Pfizer's cholesterol drug, Lipitor, runs out in 2.5 years, and that may be one reason Pfizer's so eager to gobble up Wyeth. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
I've studied the human heart for a lifetime.
In the pharmaceutical industry, you always need geese laying a steady supply of golden eggs in the form of lucrative drugs that treat common problems like arthritis, obesity, or high cholesterol.
And Lipitor is clinically proven to reduce your risk of heart attack.
Lipitor has been Pfizer's big golden goose. The drug came to market in 1997, then Pfizer bought the company that developed it, and now it makes up a quarter of Pfizer's total sales. The problem for Pfizer is that there's no heir apparent when the Lipitor patent expires, and Chief Executive Jeffrey Kindler said that's part of what's driving this deal.
Investors have rightfully been concerned about the clarity of what happens when Lipitor goes off patent, and I have no doubt that's weighed on the stock price. Today's announcement definitively addresses that issue that has been on shareholders' minds.
Well, it's necessary. I'm not so sure it's smart.
That's Ira Loss, senior healthcare analyst with Washington Analysis Corporation, a research firm. He says the pharmaceutical industry in general has had trouble developing a pipeline of new, promising drugs, including Wyeth.
Development of these things takes a lot longer than initially anticipated in almost every case.
And merging won't necessarily solve both companies' problems. Pfizer had to pull tests on a cholesterol drug in development, and its profits plummeted last quarter as it settled litigation related to marketing of its pain drug, Bextra. But Wyeth has drugs to treat arthritis and vaccines to prevent meningitis. And Wyeth also has a consumer products business with brands such as Advil and ChapStick. Pfizer just exited that business 2 years ago when it sold its consumer products division to Johnson & Johnson. That, Ira Loss says, proved to be a mistake, because even in bad times, consumers buy those products. Daniel Rupar is a pharmaceutical analyst for Frost & Sullivan, a research firm. He says, business-wise, the merger makes sense, which is why Pfizer got a hard-won loan to complete the deal. Rupar also says this deal may spur a fresh round of drug company mergers following the last wave nearly a decade ago, and that could spell major changes for the industry.
So you have to ask that question, is what's good for their business good for the drug development industry overall?
Rupar says likely not. He says creating bigger pharmaceutical giants could make it harder for smaller companies to get support to develop newer drugs. And less diversity in development could mean fewer new breakthroughs in the future. Both Pfizer and Wyeth dispute that. They say by combining, they'll be able to bring new drugs to market faster while saving money on overhead. The deal is expected to close later this year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.